Americans can't get away from the bad economic news, whether it's on television, the internet, or radio.
The latest unemployment report.
If anything, the job situation is only worsening.
The clock is ticking on the...
It's a daily barrage of people losing their jobs.
All of a sudden, one day, they walked in, said, come on down here, gave us our blue packet, and we got about 2 months severance pay, and that was it.
And in other cases, people losing their homes.
The only thing I need now is just give me an apartment. You know, give my place of my own. I have my own keys and everything, you know what I mean? Yeah, and then I can call it home.
Responding to this daily drumbeat is a new president about to enter his third month in office.
The American people sent us here to get things done. And in this moment of enormous challenge, they are watching and waiting for us to lead.
Recent public opinion polls show President Barack Obama with a positive approval rating of between 59 and 65%. But CBS News survey director Sarah Dutton says most people believe it will take a while to turn the U.S. economy around.
50% of Americans say that it will take President Obama 1 or 2 years to fix the economy. Another third say it's going to take 3 years or even longer.
Most analysts think that Americans are going to want to see some progress on the economic front sooner rather than later. Jeremy Mayer is a presidential expert at George Mason University in Virginia.
I think that presidents, particularly in crises, have a brief window to move because the question is, at what point do these massive problems become their fault?
Georgetown University scholar Stephen Wayne says the president is trying to strike a delicate balance as he responds to the daily ups and downs of the economy.
So Obama has had to come in, and he's had to walk a thin line, because in one sense he's got to be realistic. And he can't say, well, you know, if you pass this bill next month, happy days will be here again. On the other hand, people want hope.
Mr. Obama must also contend with growing public outrage over government bailouts to companies like the insurance giant American International Group. Anger has spiked in the wake of revelations that some AIG executives still will be paid large bonuses. In addition, Republicans largely oppose Mr. Obama's tax and spending plan to jumpstart the economy. This is Virginia Representative Eric Cantor.
How can we have a budget that doubles the debt on our children? How can we say that we're going to raise taxes on the job creators?
Many experts warn that public support for the president could erode unless indications of economic recovery begin to emerge soon. But political scientist Stephen Wayne says the public has a longer view of what it will take to revive the economy.
Obviously, if things don't turn around over a certain period of time, he'll be blamed for spending all this money with no result. But the bottom line, you know, the bottom line is, will things get better? Will people perceive that they're getting better? And there has been, at least within the first 50 days, some public recognition, some more hope that we see in the polling data that suggests we're moving in the right direction.
There is a largely positive public view for now, but the question is, for how much longer? White House aides and political experts will be looking for the answer in the weeks ahead. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.